Okay, well, Franklin, let's turn to let's go to the movies. You have not seen this, but I think it reminds me tremendously of you, so I want to draw you into the conversation. Ken Burns in 1994 made a 10 DVD series on the history of baseball, and interestingly enough, it is a wonder. If you're interested in the history of America and the United States, it's a wonderful way of experiencing the history of the country through the history of one of the sports it loves. And it's fascinating. You know, Ken Burns knows how to make a great documentary. It's fascinating. There's tremendous amount of individual people that are, you know, longtime heroes in America through the sport. And it's something that's very interesting and very enjoyable to watch. And the reason I wanted to recommend it to you is that it takes you back into a world where there was much less corruption. The corruption existed was much less evident in our day-to-day life. And I was just telling this to Franklin earlier. Before 1996, one of the most common expressions in America was, "Hey, it's a free country." So somebody does something crazy or stupid or something you think is wild and nuts, and your attitude is fine. Well, this is America. You know, Americans were big people. They were generous. They were open-hearted, and there was a real spirit of community. And of course, sports and baseball was one of the places where people from every different background and walk of life could get together and enjoy each other's company in a real community spirit. And you get that. You know, it takes you back and you remember that world of what it meant to really be proud to be an American, not because of who or what the government was, but because who or what the American people were. We were a people who liked each other, respected each other, and respected each other's rights and respected each other's right to speak our mind. And you know, I can't recommend it to you enough. If you want to go back to that time and enjoy what that felt like. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And Franklin, I know you haven't seen it, but I know you know a lot about the American spirit and American community. And so I didn't know if you wanted to add anything, but it reminds me a lot of what it's like to be over at a big to-do at the, you know, like going to the hoedown at the Sanders farm. And suddenly you're back in that feeling of tremendous community spirit. And you know, the hot dogs at your place aren't cheap. They're high quality pork, but you've managed to preserve that esprit de corps for all of us.
Well, you know, you touched on something, though. The difference between, you know, I'm 65, and when I was growing up in the 50s, everything was possible, and people pretty much did leave you alone. I mean, the kind of freedoms that people enjoyed then, or even 15 years ago, when you could get on an airplane and nobody asked if you were carrying a pair of fingernail clippers or anything like that. It's a different world. It's just a different world.
Yeah, it was a good world. I like that world. Anyway, if you want to get a sense of what that world felt like, you want to be reminded. I recommend it, Ken Burns' DVD series on baseball. Okay, well, Franklin, we know you're over in Chattanooga. We want you to have a wonderful trip, and we can't wait to see what happens in the next month. And we'll talk to you for the February Precious Metals Market Report. Have a wonderful trip, and thank you very much.